So, you know, I mentioned, you know, this whole deal of listing each alternative and then listing an alternative at a time. The, you know, all the pros and cons for each one. Now, when you heard me listing, you probably kind of had in your mind a picture of you actually writing all this down, writing an alternative, writing it out, all your alternatives. And what you can do is just write them right across the paper. Here's an alternative. Leave some space. Here's for your pros and your cons. Here's an alternative. And right underneath it, you'll be writing your pros and cons. Here's an alternative. And you can maybe write across the page horizontally instead of vertically. Sort of make up a simple matrix. Alternative A, alternative B, alternative C, etc. And under each alternative, list all the pros and then in the next row, all the cons. Now, here's the thing. I know that that can really, really seem time consuming. If you have the time to do it that way, though, it really is a good investment of your time. The other thing I want to mention about that, though, is this. As time goes on and you find yourself doing that more and more and more, you'll be able to do a lot of that. In fact, you'll find that really and truly, you can do probably all of that in your mind and never have to write anything down. Because your brain just becomes so much more proficient at doing it because you do it so frequently. That's why I said make it a lifestyle, habit, practice. And you just get better and better at it. And sometimes you may find that you may need to go to the paper. That's okay. Nope, not a problem. All I'm saying is don't be intimidated by the thought of spending time and energy to get this done right. That's what you want to do. How many of us remember when our parents used to tell us, do it right the first time? And I tell you what, all too often, we have folks, including professionals, who just don't embrace the concept of doing something right the first time. But that is the best way to do it. Do it right the first time. So now back to Les Brown's book. Again, get into the relaxed state of mind. Close your eyes and take your mind over all relevant information and materials. Then, staying relaxed, open your eyes and review all the relevant information. Go over each variable and each element that's affected by the decision. Then, close your eyes again. Envision yourself choosing one of the alternatives. Play it out and see the results. Feel the emotions that come from having chosen that alternative. And here's something. Let me interject again now. I like this. Feel the emotions. A lot of times, we can be somewhat guided into the right decision making by checking out what's going on inside of us. Not just the thought process. That's critical. And really and truly, that's the most important part. You know, I tell you all the time, do not allow emotions to be kicked into such high gear that our minds are either in neutral or in low gear. And I've told you, it's not a bad thing to experience emotion about most situations, but it is a bad thing to let emotions run away with us and be in control. I've said that a number of times, and I want to repeat that now. Do not let emotions take control, but it is a good thing to be aware of the emotions that we are experiencing. Be aware of what's going on inside of us. Sometimes, as we're considering different alternatives, we can experience a sense of excitement, an excitement that feels positive, that feels good, that feels inviting. And sometimes that is a clue that what we're thinking about is something truly worth considering. At other times, we can experience a sense of excitement, and it may seem more like an agitation type of excitement. That may be a clue that we're not on the right track. Very often, we will want to experience a sense of peace. And it's not something that we want to manufacture. We don't want to try to make a sense of calm come over us. All we're doing is evaluating the alternatives. And in the course of evaluating the processes, we're paying attention to what's going on inside of us that we're not making happen. This isn't a case where we have someone outside of us, someone else who's speaking and they're all hyped up and they're the ones revving up our emotion. No, we're looking at what we're thinking about and we're paying attention to the inward responses that are almost automatic. No one is doing anything to conjure them up. They're just happening. And sometimes, instead of experiencing that sense of agitation, we may experience a sense of peace. And very often, that experience is a clue that we really need to pay close attention to whatever it is that was on our minds when we began to experience that peace. So we're giving you some really practical ways of pursuing many things, including decision making. All right, back to Les Brown. Open your eyes and review what the results and emotions were in each alternative scenario. You should be ready now to make a decision with which you feel comfortable. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to lock all that in. Remember, decision making. Come up with all the alternatives you can come up with. Brainstorm all the alternatives. Don't go into any detail, just the alternative. This is our alternative. This is an alternative. This is a way we could do it. This is something we can do. This is something we can do. And just list all the alternatives. Then go back and one alternative at a time, come up with all the pros and the cons. As you look at those pros and cons, as you review the pros and the cons of each alternative, see which lists of pros and cons suggest that the alternative, that one of those alternatives will do the most good. And I want you to hear what I'm saying now. I am not saying the most good or the least harm. I am saying the most good and the least harm. And then as you're going through that process, pay attention to what you're experiencing on the inside emotionally. Are you experiencing peace? Are you experiencing agitation? Are you experiencing excitement? Are you experiencing something that says, go ahead with this alternative? Look at this one more closely. Consider this one more carefully. Between that mental analysis process of brainstorming alternatives and listing the pros and cons. See, all that's mental. Your mind has to be engaged and more engaged than your emotions. But do pay attention to your emotions, because a lot of times, again, that sense of peace is going to be one way, because sometimes that sense of peace may help you when maybe you don't know. You just can't come up with all the pros and all the cons of something because you don't have enough information to help you come up with that list of pros and cons. And sometimes that sense of peace or that sense of agitation will give you the answer you need as to whether to say yes or no. I'll be right back.